Hey, Dave, how's it going?
Doing very well. Had a little over a half inch of rain.
Did you?
That's all.
Oh, you sound disappointed.
Well, it's coming. It's definitely.
I'm disappointed, Jerry.
Well, do you realize that they have issued are we going to do Weather Al, or have we got time to do Weather Al?
We have enough time a little later for our Weather
Al. Flooded. They've issued a flood warning.
Should we do their weather analysis now?
Yes, I've already asked Al to do it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, Dave. Who's running the show, Dave?
No, you are. That's why you left. See, you left all that equipment in that acetate-filled trunk of yours, and it corroded it.
Exactly. It wasn't working. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't acetate. It was, what was it?
Orthene at the time.
No, begin with an M. It was, what's the big
Malathion.
Killer?
Malathion.
Oh, man.
It's even worse.
That killed everything.
Hey, Jerry, what's the rodeo/spring tomato this year?
It's going to be one called Top Gun.
T-O-P-G-U-N,
Top Gun, and it's going to be, it's a real good tomato. It's an interesting tomato. It has the biggest leaves of any tomato that I've ever seen. It has an interesting growth habit, and it's got the virus resistance to some of the other, especially tomato spotted web virus, and somebody was describing it almost as a large fruited patio. It's not that small a plant. In other words, it'll grow bigger, but you know how the patio a tomato has those really big thick leaves, and they say you don't have to stake it, but most of the time you do. But I think for people that want to try to grow them in a 5 or 10 gallon container, this Top Gun, and it has big nice fruit on it, might be something worth trying. We got tomatoes for sale out here at Mill Burgers and good-looking broccoli. So if people are wanting to, start them in pots and protect them, of course, this next week, and it's time to, because anytime it warms up in South Texas, people are getting ready to go on this gardening stuff.
Did I understand that Calvin is over trying to give blood again now?
He is. I just got a call from him, but I missed it, unfortunately. I don't know whether he was calling for help. I've been seeing the trailer rock back and forth.
Yeah, but, I wanted to ask about this new landscape water saver ordinance about St. Augustine grass being outlawed or poo-pooed or for new landscaping that's not being promoted?
It is. I don't know if you saw it in, was it last Saturday's paper?
We talked about it last Saturday, but it was prior to that.
Oh, yeah, it was Saturday before that. It was in the paper. I'm going to have it on Plant Answers.
Okay.
But they tested the grass, you know, down south of here in toward Poteet, and see which grasses could respond and make a comeback after going 60 days with no supplemental water. And the only St. Augustine to make the cut, in other words, to be very drought tolerant, was Floritam, of course. Calvin, the problem is you can beat him to death with this stuff, but for some reason he just won't believe it until, you know, he's done it himself and spent a bunch of our soil's water money. But anyway, I was very happy with that because that means that eventually I think it'll come to pass that Floritam will be the only St. Augustine grass that we can grow here in new developments, which is needed because it's more drought tolerant, it's chinch bug resistant, it's St. Augustine decline resistant. I mean, it's got all the brown patch tolerant. It's even take-all patch tolerant, which means that you can see symptoms, but it won't cause the symptomatic big brown dead space places in Floritam, St. Augustine. So it is specifically good for our area. It's good for San Antonio, Houston, and Corpus Christi and everything south. Now, the reason that it hadn't been promoted so much is because the Turf Grass Association and the grass sod producers wanted a St. Augustine that could go all the way to, would be cold hardy, and a cold hardy all the way to Dallas. Well, the deal is we're going to have to take care of ourselves before we worry about those Dallas-Fort Worth people, because this is the grass that's for us. And obviously by the test, and this is the third time that this has been confirmed, that Floritam St. Augustine is more drought tolerant than Prairie Buffalo or any of the buffalo grasses. So, you know, that's what we're going to have to use. The amazing part, or what really shocked me on the, from the study, is how low the Zorzias performed. I'm thinking that the reason that they were performed so low is because, and this just occurred to me, you know, what they were judging on was how quickly these grasses could come back, in other words, regenerate,
right,
or recover after 2 months of no water. Now, Floritam is a vigorous grower. Anybody's ever had it. So I could see how it could come back pretty fast. We always say Zorzia is a very tough grass, but it, well, you know, it's very slow to spread. That's why most of the time we recommend sod, solid setting of sod, rather than plugging of Zorzias. Whereas you can plug Bermudas, who are fast, spread fast. All the Bermudas were in the top, and then all the Zorzias were toward the bottom, because they didn't cover to this 60% recovery rate that needed to be to make the cut. So anyway, they're going to do it again, and of course, the Texas turf industry is very upset over this, because they said that, of course, they didn't want to go to Floritam, so they couldn't sell it statewide. And they put all their marbles in with the Zorzias, all the different types of Zorzia grass. And the Texas A&M Research turf plots are mainly devoted to the production of Zorzia grass, which have proven to be not the best drought-tolerant grasses. So there's millions and millions of dollars at stake here. So, but I'm very happy because, again, I was proven correct. Right.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Talk to you later.